After the rehabilitation in Boracay, we finally see the wonderful difference of him now. And that was really amazing. And so many presidents we had, no one actually make a serious stand rehabilitating any of our damaged natures. Maybe they have, but not for the long-term means. As one of Manila's famous sites, Manila Bay or Moonwalk, has been neglected by them. But our President Duterte, with his people, decided to finally make an action regarding this field beauty of Manila Bay. And today's podcast is about the famous site of Manila, the tragedy that happens to it, and how our government is striving to make it back to life and beauty. Manila Bay Rehabilitation. Now it is being rehabilitated to save the dying Manila Bay. After a few days of rehabilitating Manila Bay, some people says that it is more cleaner than before. According to Sherwin Rigor, Environment Undersecretary, there is 5 reasons polluting the Manila Bay. First is the informal settlers, second, the industry, third, the establishment, fourth, the residential, and lastly, the daily population. The government is planning to relocate the informal settlers, shut down all the industry and establishment who didn't follow the environment requirements and responsibilities. The Manila Bay is also monitored by CCTVs, regular cleanup drive, and sanitary enforcers who's watching over to all the people who's trying to throw garbages or anything that can damage the bay. If you're caught throwing something on the bay, you will have a punishment, which is a community service. Most students volunteered in joining the cleanup tribe to show the support of the youth and supporting the rehabilitation of Manila Bay. The rehabilitation program is still ongoing, and maybe this is our chance to be one of the volunteered students who's willingly helped and support the program. It has a huge impact if this kind of project rehabilitating our environment will continue. Let's all have awareness of waste management for the betterness of our environment and for it to become not just pleasant in everyone's eyes and for it to become a real tourist spot. We can make our nature beautiful and wonderful again. And we can achieve it for as long as we continue helping and supporting our government in rehabilitating our nature as one. This is Chulaili Kate Mara, your podcast host for this episode, The Manila Bay Rehabilitation. You may subscribe and support my podcast for more episodes. Thank you for listening.